all customers would still see a jump in the fixed charge on their electric bills. It would increase from $9 a month to $16. Jessica Williamson is a spokesperson for We Energies. She says the higher fee inches closer to reflecting the real cost of maintaining the power grid.
And really what this change is all about is to provide a more accurate bill. You know, customers want accuracy in their billing. They want transparency in their bills. We want to know what we're paying for when we buy a product, right?
Williamson says many customers would end up paying only about $4 more per month. Robert Kelter isn't buying the utility story. He's an attorney with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
They're not being honest with customers that, in fact, your rates are going to double before you turn on a light. Customers are unfairly penalized by this shift in rates.
Kelter says the higher fee could be crippling for residents with fixed or low incomes. He says the issue has not gotten a lot of attention because of all of the hubbub surrounding the utility's plan to boost costs for solar customers. We Energies now wants to put that plan on hold. Spokesperson Jessica Williamson says the utility listens to its customers.
Many have said, can we have more time?
We Energies' initial plan was to impose a surcharge on residents who generate their own power and cut back what the utility pays those customers for the extra power they pump into the grid. The repayment rate would drop from 14 cents to roughly 3 cents per kilowatt hour. Williamson says the utility is now proposing to allow existing solar customers to operate under the current rate for 10 years.
And so they would see no change. They would have time to be able to get used to this change, work toward the change. And again, you know, it's about fairness.
New installations would still be subject to We Energies' new renewable charges.
Yesterday they put up all those clips.
Amy Kanosian couldn't wait to put solar panels on her rooftop. The retired fifth grade teacher has lined the top of her barn in Waukesha County with 36 panels. She says her decision was driven by wanting to be part of the future.
Ask any parent, do you want your kids to have the same energy system we have today? Or do you want a cleaner energy future for your kids? I think it doesn't matter what your politics are. You want that. And that's becoming more and more of a possibility.
For Matt Newman, solar is strictly business. He runs a land development and home construction business in Waukesha County. Newman describes himself as a conservative who got into solar because it made sense. He says utility rates have steadily increased while solar costs are sliding down.
And I'm talking about firsthand in our business what we've experienced. The costs of materials, the costs of labor, the overall cost of installing solar on people's buildings has gone down by 65%. So you have utility costs going up at 2.5 times the rate of inflation. You have our story about going down 65%. And frankly, we can compete with the utilities. And that's why you're seeing this happen in Wisconsin right now. They don't want competition.
Newman has solar projects humming in Colorado and New York. He says a couple of his engineers have come up with a promising new product to streamline panel installation.
We're working on the filing for the patent on that. If that happens, of course, we got to decide, are we going to do that here? Do we want to develop this business here? Or do we want to go put it where all the solar is happening on the East Coast or the West Coast? Give me one good reason why we would do it here.
Right now, the only reason Newman can dredge up is that he loves his home state. Newman says holding solar customers' utility rates at bay for even a decade will not sweeten the climate for movers and shakers of tomorrow's energy. The Public Service Commission will decide whether We Energies has another 10 years to position itself relative to solar industry. Then the more immediate decision is whether to let the utility boost all customers' fixed rates. Susan Bence, 89.7, WUWM.